From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Pamela McCall. The Utah State Bar is warning that a suite of legislation would fundamentally remake the state's court system. KUER's Sean Higgins has more.
Utah State Bar Commission President Kim Cordova says while a single piece of legislation might not change much, all of this year's court bills together represent an attack on the rule of law.
What we do know is that if you cut away bit by bit into the Constitution and the rule of law, then not only does the judiciary suffer, but our society suffers.
Cordova and the bar are particularly concerned about changes to how judges are nominated and retained. If approved, lawmakers would be able to call special retention elections for judges. Plus, judges would need more votes to stay on the bench. The bills follow high-profile court decisions on issues like redistricting and abortion that have not been in GOP lawmakers' favor. Senate Majority Leader Kirk Cullimore admitted that the proposed changes to the courts were a lot, but stopped short of saying which bills he does not support.
We're going to take a look at these policies as they come across, but, you know, we've done a lot over the last couple years, and sometimes I think it's worth letting it play out for a minute.
Governor Spencer Cox has already signed into law a bill to expand the Utah Supreme Court. Sean Higgins, KUER News.
Two of Utah's representatives in Congress are escalating the state's redistricting fight. They're taking it to federal court. KUER's Devin Latore explains.
Republican Representatives Celeste Malloy and Burgess Owens are part of a group suing Utah's lieutenant governor. A lot has gone down with Utah's congressional map, so here's a quick refresher. Back in 2018, state voters passed Proposition 4. It required the legislature to draw congressional maps with no gerrymandering. But in 2025, Utah Judge Diana Gibson ruled the legislature didn't comply. So she had lawmakers and the plaintiffs in that case come up with new maps that fell in line with Prop 4. She chose the plaintiff's map. It gives Democrats a chance to flip a seat. And Lieutenant Governor Deidre Henderson said she would abide by the ruling. Now, Malloy and Owens and the other people suing say the U.S. Constitution doesn't give judges the authority to choose voting maps. In the lawsuit filed Monday, they asked the court to declare the new map unconstitutional. For KUER News, I'm Devin Latore.
The Congressional Review Act lets Congress roll back certain federal agency rules. Environmental groups are concerned CRA could be used to weaken protections for national monuments. That's after a Government Accountability Office report found it could apply to Utah's Grand Staircase Escalante. Kate Gretzinger is with the Center for Western Priorities.
Folks who oppose national monuments could just file these CRA actions against monument management plans and have those plans revoked. And the monument management plan is really the only thing that protects lands that are designated as a national monument.
But Joe Lupino-Esposito applauds Congress for reining in federal agencies. He's with the conservative Pacific Legal Foundation.
The way they've been using a lot of public land orders, land management plans, guidance documents, they've really kind of overstepped what Congress should have given them the power for.
In the past year, President Donald Trump has signed several CRA resolutions undoing Bureau of Land Management resource plans in Montana, Wyoming, and other states. Utah-based skier Lindsey Vonn says she is confident she will compete in this month's Olympics. That's despite hurting her knee after crashing during a race in Switzerland last week. Her ACL is completely ruptured, and she has bone bruising and damage to her meniscus. She's had 3 days of physical therapy and doctor visits. Vonn went skiing today while wearing a brace. She plans to race in the women's downhill event on Sunday, plus other Olympic events. 2025 was a record year at the St. George Airport. The city says there were more than 430,000 passengers. That's up by more than a third over 2024's record of nearly 350,000. The Southwest Utah Airport broke ground on its first traffic control tower last summer, and it will add direct flights to Chicago this spring. You are listening to KUER News.